The Rock Youth is reaching tomorrow's generation today through bringing God's Word to this generation of young people. Listen as we show you God's Word as it applies to your life.
So Pastor Richard invited me tonight to bring a word that I brought before to Shift, and it's caused quite a stir, and I think mainly because of the title of it, and we'll get into it in a minute, but first we're gonna pray. And I would encourage you guys tonight. You know, I remember I got saved at 15 years old. How many of you are 15 years old? Okay, a bunch of you guys in here. So think about this. Pastor Dan, when he got saved, was your age. And at the time I got saved, I was the one leading worship in the youth group. Okay, now that's backwards. You should be saved first and then lead worship. I was leading worship and then I got saved. So I did some things backwards, but you know what? No one ever told me that I had to give God my heart and my life. And I just thought that because I grew up in church that made me a Christian. And you know what? I gave my heart to the Lord, and ever since then, it was an amazing journey. God took me literally around the planet. I preached the gospel in Europe, in Israel, in Canada, in Mexico, all before the time I was age 20. So if God can do that with me, how many of you are under 15 years old? Bunch of you guys, how much more can God do with you? See, God wants to change your school. He wants to change your family. He wants to just use you to reach this entire planet. So if he can do it with a long-haired punk rock kid from Moreno Valley, he can do it with you. Amen? All right. So tonight, I don't want you to miss out on the word of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's just get our hearts right with God. Father, we come to you tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that as we open up your word, God, that you would open us up, Lord. Give us eyes to see, ears that hear, hearts that understand, Father God. And may we be in tune with what the Spirit of God has to say to us. Holy Spirit, come and be our teacher, be our guide, be our everything tonight, Lord. May we not leave this place the same, but may we leave touched and changed by the power of your word. We pray it in Jesus' name, and everybody in agreement said, amen. Hallelujah. In case you're wondering how I got up here, I'm Batman. All right. Tonight, the title of the message is Tasty Morsels. We're going to be talking about the words of our mouth, and we'll find out from the word what that means in a second. But how many of you guys have ever played the game where you go and you whisper in someone's ear something? You guys ever played that game? What's it called?
Telephone.
Telephone. You guys want to play real quick?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I tell you what, this line of girls that's so excited, get up here real fast. Real fast, come on. Quick. Who else wants to come? Okay, they're grabbing. Okay, I need like two more people. Okay. They're ripping Jenna out. Okay, this is good, right here. All right, we're going to play real fast. Okay, what's your name?
Donald.
Donald, how old are you?
14.
And where do you go to school at?
Clement.
Where?
Clement.
Clement? Do I hear a what for Clement? They're like, what? Okay. Here's how the game works. I'm going to tell Donald something. Okay, Donald is going to whisper it to?
Micah.
That's a great name. That's my son's name. But what? Why are you guys laughing? It's a great name. It is a girl's name, too. It's one of those neutral names, like Pat or, you know, Chris can be one of those names. So, anyways. Micah is going to whisper it to
Katie.
Katie's going to whisper it to
Hannah.
Hannah is going to whisper it to Alexis. Yeah. And Alexis is going to whisper it to
Joy.
That's my wife's middle name. It's another good name. She's okay. All right, so I'm going to take the mic off for a second. I'm going to whisper something to Donald, and we're going to find out what it is on the other side. Okay, Donald, come here real quick. I got to. Okay, I've whispered it into Donald's ear. Yeah, you guys spread out. Spread out a little bit, okay? Because they're over there listening. Okay, here they go. I didn't whisper a long phrase, okay? So if it's really changed by the time it gets over there, they're giggling over there, so obviously it's really crazy. Okay. What did they tell you?
this is a witch Chuck poops.
A witch Chuck poops. You know what I said? I said, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck had a friend who was a cat? Okay, so that was like a little phrase and they couldn't even get that right. Give them a hand, you guys can have a seat. You guys are crazy, they just wanted to say poop. I want you to, if you're taking notes, I want you to just jot down some of these references. I'm going to be going through some of these references pretty fast, and I'm going to be using a couple different translations, so you can look them up in your own Bible, mark them, write them down, whatever you want to do. But in Proverbs 18:8 in the New International Version, it says, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. There's those tasty morsels. It says, they go down to a man's inmost parts. Now, you've all had this experience. Somebody's come up to you and said, hey, did you hear? Some of you, that happened to today. Hello. Somebody said every day. Maybe it's time for some new friends. But listen, the Bible says that the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. That means that you get them, and they're tasty. Man, words of a gossip, man, it's like candy. Sometimes you just can't get enough of it. Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, you got to tell me more. What happened? What did she do? Oh, no, she didn't. Shufu. Right? He did what? What? No. But that's the words of a gossip. That's what the words of a gossip are like. It's like tasty choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost part. Now the Hebrew meaning, because the original language of this was Hebrew, and the original meaning of choice morsels is like a big gulp, all right? How many of you been to 7-Eleven lately and had a big gulp, right? And you're just like, you've got that big old bucket of soda, and you're just downing it, you're drinking it, man. I gotta tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? Okay, I had this buddy, his name was T-Roy, all right? Now, T-Roy was one of the kids that I had when I was interning at a youth group in San Diego, and T-Roy was just a funny guy. And so we're taking this trip, we're going up to a winter camp, and as we're going up, he buys a 3-liter bottle of Shasta, all right? That was some tasty morsels for him. How many of you like Shasta soda? 3-liter bottle. He's in the back of the van, and he's sitting there drinking this thing, and after a little while, we hear, 1 liter, Remember Sesame Street with the count, right? 2 liters, Little while goes by, 3 liters, Right, because every time he got to the number of the day, it would, yeah, okay, anyways, I watch enough Sesame Street with my daughter and my son. So anyways, after a little while, T-Roy had these 3 liters wanting to move through. You hear what I'm saying? And so T-Roy was in the back of this van in the fetal position, curled up in a ball, just like, oh, we got to get to a rest stop. Please tell the driver, we got to stop, we got to stop, we got to stop. So finally we get to a rest stop. We stop there. T-Roy books it. Beats everybody to the restroom, right? Because he just ran, and he knew that there were going to be people trying to beat him there just to be mean. And so anyways, T-Roy gets into the bathroom, slams the door behind him, and we're all standing outside the door, and we hear, 1 liter, The words of a gossip are like that Shasta. They taste so good. They get down on the inside of you, and then all of a sudden, you're in trouble. Something's wrong. Something has gone awry. The King James Version, if you look this verse up, how many of you got the old King James? Anybody got the old King James? Proverbs 18:8, it says, the words of a gossip are like wounds. Wounds. Which is what gulping down gossip will do to you. If you're one of those people that just has to get the latest on everybody, man, what? Did they Twitter it? They put that on Twitter? I can't believe that. Did you read their Facebook? Oh, I went on their MySpace and I read this. And then they were blogging, and I read their blog about it, and then they were saying something at school, and they passed a note, and they wrote it on so-and-so's notebook, and then they penned it in the bathroom on the stall. See, some people gulp down gossip, and they don't realize it's like eating candy with a razor blade on the inside of it. It's cutting them down on the inside. Deep wounds. Even though it tastes good going in, all of a sudden they've got a problem. Proverbs 18:8 in the Message Bible says, listening to gossip is like eating cheap candy. Do you really want junk like that in your belly? No. No, you don't. One of the verses that changed my life because, you know, when I got saved, there were a couple things that happened instantly. I was delivered of some things instantly. Bang, like that. One of them was cussing. Beforehand, man, cuss like a sailor, you know, and then I go and lead worship at the youth group. But I had this just filthy language. When I got saved, bang, delivered. It was done with. I could probably count on both hands how many times I've used a four-letter word, you know, the big shebang bang. I could count on both hands, you know, in the 13, close to 14 years now that I've been saved, that I've used that foul language. But there were some other things that I had to work on, and one of those was, you know, just gossip, talk, you know, putting people down to make myself feel better, stuff like that. One of the verses that changed my life is this next one I'm going to read to you in Ephesians 5, verse 3 and 4. It says, though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. Changed my life when I read that. Let no unwholesome communication proceed forth from your mouth, but that which is fitting for necessary edification. See, gossip is unfit for our lips. As children of God, you and I should not be saying something about someone else that does not need to be shared. And I know it's easy in high school. I know it's easy when, you know, you're hanging out with people and, man, they're just having a, and they just walked up and they just said it to me. Yeah, that's happened to me too. Somebody walks up and it's like they just vomit all over you. Oh, by the way, did you know? And you're like, what's wrong with you? I didn't need to know that. But oftentimes we take that and we say, oh, thank you. And we walk away feeling like, oh, why did I let them say that to me? Listen, gossip is not fitting for our lips, but rather that which is good for building people up. I'm going to go over a couple of things, a couple questions to ask yourself before you speak. Because sometimes people have a problem. They say, Pastor Dan, I just know stuff. People tell me stuff. And you know, I'm involved in a lot of stuff, and I hear things, and I know things. And I just have a problem with knowing what to share, how to share it, when to share it. You know, there are certain things that I know need to be shared and certain things that shouldn't be, but I don't know how to decipher that. So I'm going to help you guys. This is years that it's taken me to learn this stuff, and you're going to get it in one night. And if you guys can start asking yourself these questions now, you're going to save yourself a world of hurt when it comes to your friendships, when it comes to your family, when it comes to your future and your destiny. Because God is watching out over our words. And we'll see this from the word tonight. There's going to be a scripture that you know, when I look at it, it scares me straight. You know what I'm saying? It puts a healthy fear of the Lord in me. And we'll take a look at that. But I want to get you some questions to ask yourself before you speak, before you say something. You guys ready for this? Okay, three of you are ready. That's good. You guys ready? All right. There you go. Number one, are you a revealer or a concealer? Ask yourself that question before you speak. Are you a revealer or are you a concealer? Something to ask yourself. You say, Pastor Dan, what are you talking about? Glad you asked. Proverbs 11:13 in the New International Version says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. How many times, ask yourself this question, nobody moving, nobody looking around because you might get found out. How many times has somebody come to you and said, listen, I'm going to tell you something, but it doesn't go beyond this room, and you said, cross my heart and hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Go ahead, tell me. So they tell you, right? They say, it doesn't go, oh, you can trust me. You go home, you're on the phone talking to somebody. Yeah, I talked to so-and-so today. Oh, they didn't say nothing. Now they told me something, but listen, if I tell you, you can't tell nobody else because they told me not to tell. What does the word say? It says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. Let me read it. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Are you a concealer or a revealer? When somebody comes to you with something, they're bearing their heart, they're telling you their problems, they're telling you their pains, what's going on in their life. Are you going to just go and expose them? Look at this, everybody. Or are you a concealer? Are you somebody that when they come and they bear to you their heart, that you say, okay, I got that, but you know what? It's safe with me. You can trust me. Are you a revealer or are you a concealer? Proverbs 20:19 in the New International Version says, a gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. Hello? You got loose lips? You just find yourself talking and suddenly you talk your way into gossip? You hang around with people that talk too much, say too much, talk till they get themselves in trouble? Might be time to start finding some new friends. The Bible also tells us when there's a lot of talk going on, sin is not absent. Because you go to the book of James and you find out that the tongue is set on fire. And even though it's a little spark and a little member of our body, it causes a great forest fire. Just like somebody flicking matches up in Big Bear. Little tiny match can light the whole mountain on fire. In the same way, our tongues, even though they're small, even though they seem insignificant, they can start a great big fire. Put somebody on blast. All of a sudden, it's all over the school, it's all over the Rock Youth, it's all over the internet, it's all over everything. And you know, the Bible also tells us in James that that little member, that little fire is set on fire by hell. Whew. That's amazing. But it says we put bits in horses' mouths and we're able to control the whole beast. This little tongue, if you can control this thing, you can control your whole self. Your whole body, your whole person can control your life. So are you a concealer or are you a revealer? If you realize you're talking too much, stop it. Seriously. When you realize that you are running at the mouth, stop talking. Just stop. Mid-sentence. Just stop. People may think you're weird. People may think that it's funny. People may call you stupid. People may call you names. They may try and get information out of you. But just stop. There is no reason why you need to talk any further than what you've already done. So if you realize that you're in the middle of a gossip situation, you've been talking about people behind their backs, maybe you've been talking about people in front of them. Because I don't care, I'm going to say it anyway. Shoot, I'll say it to their face. Right? Some people have that attitude. Well, let me tell you something. Just shut up. Why? Because that's going to get you into trouble. And that's going to get other people hurt. And that's going to cause your witness as a Christian to go down the toilet. Is it okay if we talk like this? I know Pastor Richard's so nice and sweet. And he's so wonderful. No, he's not. I'm going to tell him you said that. But if you realize you're talking too much, just stop. Just stop. Make sure that you are not a revealer, but you're a concealer. When somebody tells you something in trust, as long as it, you know, if somebody tells you, listen, I'm planning on killing myself, that's something to share, okay? No, that's not funny. That's serious. That's something very serious. If somebody says, listen, I'm going to do drugs, that's something you need to share, okay? If somebody tells you, you know, I'm going to go have sex or something like that, you know, you may want to share that with their parents, you know, and let them know, hey, they're putting themselves in dangerous situations and they shared this with me. But if they're like, listen, I've got a lot of pain in my heart. I've got, you know, some bitterness against people who have done things to me, and I just need to talk something out with a friend, conceal that matter. Conceal that matter. But if it comes to physical harm to themselves, or if they're going to, you know, go out and do something crazy that's going to cause others harm, that's when you reveal that. But otherwise, conceal it, okay? So are you a revealer or a concealer? Concealer. You can be trusted. Questions to ask yourself before you speak. Number one was, are you a revealer or a concealer? Number two tonight. Number two. What will what I say bring people closer together or further apart? That's deep, y'all. Ask yourself that question. Is what I'm about to say going to bring people together, or is it going to divide them? Is it going to separate them? Is it going to bring people apart? Proverbs 16:28 in the New International Version says, a perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. You ever been friends with somebody, and all of a sudden they backed off? Walls are up. They don't call you. They don't talk to you. They don't look at you. And then later on come to find out somebody said something about you to them that made them not like you. He said, she said, that he said, that she said, right? And all of a sudden you and your close friend were separated. Well, the Bible says that that's a perverse person. That's a person who is off the right track. They're out of whack. And a perverse person stirs up dissension. That means that frustration, that tension between people. That's actually one of the things in the Bible that God hates. That's a strong word. When God says he hates something, you better believe that's a bad thing. Because the Bible teaches us to only hate that which is evil and cling to that which is good. And if stirring up dissension, you don't hate the person, but you hate what they're doing, right? You need to have that attitude towards gossip. I hate gossip. My wife, Jessica, Pastor Jess actually was Pastor Eddie, who used to be the youth pastor here's secretary. And she actually ran the Rock Youth services with Pastor Eddie and Donna and helped out. And she was there when we brought on our first interns. You know who the first interns were? Pastor Richard and Michelle, come on. They were the first interns. So anyways, there's connections everywhere. I actually knew Pastor Richard and Michelle before I knew Jessica. Wow, met him at a punk rock show out here in San Bernardino, so lots of fun. And we were talking the other day, my wife and I were talking, and she used to be one of those people that just loved conflict, you know? She would just feed off of it. Man, if somebody said something, she was going to go face-to-face, toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, yo-to-yo. You know, that's how she was. She was like, let's scrap. Come on, you want to throw down? Gloves are off. Here we go. That was her personality. Well, God is working on her heart and changing her, making her into this amazing woman of God. She is incredible. And the other day she was having a meeting with some people and they started saying something and she realized what was going on because there was all this tension, all this stuff going on, and they got them all together finally and they sat down, they were talking together, and all of a sudden they're like, you know, well, they said this and they said that and they said this and they said that. And they're like, I didn't say that. You said, no, I didn't know you. And through the meeting, my wife, all of a sudden, the Spirit of God spoke to her and said, there's gossip going on. And she said she was enraged. She just lit up and was like, listen, rah, you know? And she told them, if you guys continue to gossip and bite and devour one another, you guys are going to be consumed by one another. Knock it off. Quit talking about each other. Quit flapping your gums. Put a sock in it. And stay away from gossip. And she was so excited because she's like, yes, I used to thrive on the other side of that, you know, the conflict. Now I'm thriving on the righteousness of God, the right ways of God, what God says. I'm hating what God hates and I'm loving what God loves. And she was excited about that. It was a good thing. And listen, after you guys hear this message, it's not going to be overnight that tomorrow you're going to wake up and I hate gossip. I can go out there and rule the world with my tongue. No, it's a process. And so celebrate those little victories. Yeah, I didn't share what that person shared with me. I was a concealer. Yeah, and you know what? What I spoke brought people closer together rather than tear people apart. Celebrate those little victories. Proverbs 26:20 says, fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. You know, if you've been fighting with somebody, maybe you need to stop talking. Maybe you're having a problem with mom and dad and you've just been talking too much, saying too much. The fight might disappear without the wood that you've been feeding into the fire. You hear what I'm saying? Stop feeding the fire with wood and it'll go out. In the same way, if there's an argument, a quarrel going on, stop talking and watch what God does. Speak that which is encouraging. Say things that'll bring people closer together. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be misquoted and then used against you. That's how it works. That's how it works. Number one, are you a revealer or a concealer? Number two, will what you say bring people closer together or further apart? Last thing tonight, what would Jesus say about what I'm going to share? What would Jesus say about what I'm going to share? Listen, if you were to go to Jesus and say what you were about to say, would he raise one eyebrow? Would he say, oh, no, you didn't? What would Jesus say? What would Jesus say? I want to show you that scripture. Remember I was talking about that scripture that scares me straight? You guys remember that? No? I'm gonna share a scripture with you that puts a healthy fear of God in me. What does that mean? That means when I read this scripture, I'm afraid of God. That's a healthy fear because that keeps me in line with the Word of God. Because Jesus said, don't be afraid of the people that can kill your body. Be afraid of God who can destroy your body and then cast you into hell. That's a scary thing, okay? That scares me. All right, I don't know about you, but that scares me. Now, this scripture is one of those scriptures like what I just said, only deals with your mouth. Matthew, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. I want you to see this in your own Bible. How many of you got your Bibles? Okay, a bunch of you guys. For the rest of you guys, get a Bible and start bringing it to church. Okay, Matthew chapter 12, starting in verse 33, and we'll read all the way through verse 37. Matthew 12, 33 through 37 says this, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. You guys say, Pastor Dan, what are you talking about, trees and fruit? Well, the fruit is what you speak. This is what you say. Let me show it to you. Verse 34, brood of vipers, he calls them snakes. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what is he saying? He's saying if you are evil in your heart, you're going to naturally speak evil things out of your mouth. If you're good in heart, you're naturally going to speak good things out of your mouth. Now look at this. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Good fruit, right? Tree, good fruit. Got it? And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. We know that that's a natural thing. Evil people do evil things, right? Unregenerate people, people who are not born again, not saved, they're sinners, they're going to sin. Easy concepts. Verse 36, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. It got real silent in this room. What's that mean? That means idle talk. Every word you say is being recorded in heaven. And when you get to heaven, God's going to say, why were you talking about that? Doesn't matter that you're a Christian, saved, going to heaven. The Bible tells us we have to give an account of our actions when we get to heaven to God, whether they're good or whether they're evil. Even if we're Christians, we go before God and we tell him what we did while we were in the body. We give an account to him. The Bible says it's tested by fire in 1 Corinthians, and whatever we did that was good will be proved. Gold, silver, precious stones. Praise God. Hallelujah. But on the other end of that, whatever we did that was evil, wood, hay, and stubble gets burned up before his presence. Those idle words will be burned up before the Lord, and you will suffer loss. Verse 37, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. That keeps me in line. When I speak, what is Jesus going to say about this? Because I know that on earth, I can talk, I can say a lot of things. I can talk smack, talk trash. I can back talk, backbite. I can say whatever it is I want to say. I can be rude, crude, filthy, all that stuff. I can gossip up a storm, and I will not give an account of it on earth. But the day I die, I am going to go before heaven, and God's going to open up a book, and there's going to be all my words spread out before the King of Glory. Now, let me tell you something. That's a scary thought. Because even as a Christian, I've said some things that I'm not proud of. Okay, let me be real with you guys. I'm not perfect. I'm not up here preaching this message to you because I do it the right way all the time. But I'm here encouraging you guys because I've learned some things. And I made some mistakes. And I've had some triumphs. I've had some victories in this area. And so we're working on this. We're working this out. We're learning this. Now, I'm going to share two more verses with you. And, okay, now, you got to bear with me, okay? Because just like I had said to Catalyst, what I said earlier, the Bible speaks in the same terms sometimes. Now, these verses are going to be directed at women, all right? It's going to sound like woman, you know, it's harsh to the women. But let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that now that we're in Christ, there is no male nor female, slave nor free, Jew nor Greek, right? Black or white, Mexican or Asian. There's none of that anymore. Now we're one man in Christ Jesus. So even though these verses are directed at women, men, you better pay attention and listen to what's being said, all right? Proverbs 31:27 in the Amplified says, "She looks well to how things go in her household. And the bread of idleness, gossip, discontent, and self-pity, she will not eat." So the woman of virtue, the Bible says the bread of idleness. Remember, Jesus just said, for every idle word you speak, you will give an account. So she will not eat of that bread of idleness, gossip, discontent, and self-pity. She will not eat of it. In the same way, men, you and I need to not eat of that gossip. We need to not take those tasty morsels and gobble them down. Gotta have it. Not anymore. No more. We will not heed of it. Final scripture tonight, 1 Timothy 3:11 in the New International Version says, "The women likewise must be worthy of respect and serious, not gossipers, but temperate and self-controlled, thoroughly trustworthy in all things." Now you say, "Pastor Dan, those were directed at women." Yes, but notice the first word, "the women likewise." That means in the same way as the men. The women must also. So everybody in this room must be worthy of respect. When you gossip, you are not worthy of respect. Plain and simple from the word. And serious, not gossipers, but temperate and self-controlled, thoroughly trustworthy in all things. That goes back to number one. Are you a revealer or a concealer? Tonight, here's what you learned. Before you speak, before you take in those tasty morsels and listen to gossip or say gossip, number one, is it revealing or is it concealing? Is this breaking someone's trust? Is it okay? Is it something that's open and something that will build them up, or is it something that will tear them down? Second thing, will it bring people together or will it tear people apart? Because God hates it when we tear people apart. And finally, what would Jesus say about what I'm about to share? Is this something that Jesus would approve of? Or is this something that's going to get burned up on the judgment day? If you got something from God tonight, I want you to give him all the praise and give him all the glory. Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information on The Rock or The Rock Youth, check out therockyouth.org on the web.